That was Human Cannonball doing Chains from Let's Be Friends. We had Toro y Moi before that with Light Black, Speaking Suns back there as well, and the Shout Out Louds, Oh Wonder, back there as well from their self-titled album with Dazzle. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumhold, and as promised, we have more live music for you. We've got a band up from Cincinnati. They're going to be performing tomorrow night at Blind Bob's in the Oregon District. We'll tell you more about that here in just a moment. But first, we're going to hear some live ones from Auto Magic. Take it away, you guys.
What's up, Dayton? Yes. It's Auto Magic coming live straight out of Compton. I mean, Dayton. Now don't you try and tie me down. You ain't the only girl in town. Get me under the gun. I need some time to run. I'm only 21.
Thanks, everybody. That one's a bit of a cliffhanger.
So that was Devin's beautiful voice that just spoke into that microphone.
I'm beautiful inside.
I'm Zachary. Andy plays drums. Jamie plays bass.
That's what I do, yes.
And we are Auto Magic, and this song is called Teeth.
Nights and dark bars, fast cars, getting scars. Yeah.
Automagic live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome, you guys. I'm so happy to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Happy to be here.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So how was it that the four of you came together to make wonderful, as you describe it on your Facebook page, music that sounds like Rocky Road ice cream?
Yes, very much so.
So how did the four of you start playing together?
Well, Zach and I, that's Devin, me playing the lead guitars, Zach singing, we came together in another band that was very loud. And the point of being in this band was to just be as loud and as fast and as crazy and as...
It was, yes, very much so.
I don't want to call it non-musical, but it was very... It was more like just cram all the music you can into this music.
Into a loud, short amount of time.
Well, actually, some of the songs were quite long.
Oh, okay, there you go.
That was... we found each other on Craigslist, and I offered to get him a milkshake if things went well.
He still hasn't.
I still haven't bought him that milkshake. But it's coming, you know. And so
After all this time, no milkshake. Anyway, sorry.
No milkshake. And but after that band folded, we decided let's write some fun songs that are catchy that people might remember and would like to sing. So yeah. We made Automagic happen, and a couple years down the line solidified the lineup with these guys, and here we are today.
Very cool. I was actually going to ask you if you guys had like a background in metal or something, because there's definitely a nice like heaviness to the guitars and the drums and everything, and there's a little of that coming in there, but there's also definitely like some power pop and, you know, some nice alt rock in there. When you decided to, you know, to form this band and you said you wanted to go catchier, was this the sound you were going for right off the bat, or did that kind of come from, you know, finding the other guys and you know, working together to develop this sound?
I think, yeah, you're right. You nailed it. It wasn't necessarily metal, but our last band was, like, mathcore.
Okay.
and we just wanted to play as many notes as we could humanly play and sing at the same time. And so we did that, but then when we started this band, very much inspired by milkshakes, very much so, we just went for that fun and flavor, and just that's what happened. So every once in a while, the mathcore heaviness will trickle into it, but for the most part, it's just sunshiny, good vibes, hang 10, throw 90, surf's up, dude.
What is your writing process as a band like? Does one guy kind of take the lead? Do you all kind of figure it out at practice? How does that kind of manifest?
Well, at this point in the life of the band, for the most part since the start, Zach and I, that's Devin guitar, Zach singing.
Zach singing.
Just get into Zach's bedroom and we just get
very much
just
so.
Get very loud. And there he goes. And we bounce song germ ideas off of each other, and we add little gross hangers on to the germs.
Why'd you say
until
germ?
They're song length germs. They're not germs anymore. They're full fledged diseases and
viruses.
I feel a concept album coming on.
Oh, we should do a big virus concept.
Let's do a concept album about the plague.
Well, your latest EP, Dark Days, is fantastic. What was that like putting that one together?
Zach, you got any words on
that? That was a fun time. Actually, we wrote it over a course of like 3 years, kind of just being human beings, and what comes with being a human being, and many highs, many lows. And we just kind of, we were striving to make an album that was actually a concept album, like not, you know, directly a concept album, right, but loosely a concept album.
More like a themed album.
Yeah, it was a themed album, not about the Black Plague, but it was about the beachy vibes. And so anyway, we wrote all these songs, recorded them, and it encompasses all of the natural emotions that come in life, sadness, happiness, hanging at 10, throwing 90, partying, getting down.
Yeah, through the filter of a beach type atmosphere.
Yes, very much so.
This is the guy. Fun fact, speaking to that whole point of the conversation about the metal influence, we actually recorded the EP and all of our previous records with the guitar player from the Dillinger Escape Plan.
Oh, nice.
Kevin Austrasian.
Yeah, he owns his own studio in Rockaway, New Jersey. Yeah, Backroom Studios in Rockaway, New Jersey. He's the sweetest guy in the world. His beard is terrifyingly beautiful, and we love the Dillinger Escape
and
Plan.
He's got
we love
every video arcade game you can ever imagine.
It's beautiful.
Oh,
and
man.
We can play them infinitely when we're in the studio, and I think that kind of may influence our takes on the record here and there.
Got a little bit of Frogger in there.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you guys are going to be playing tomorrow night at Blind Bob's. Really excited to have you in the Miami Valley. And you guys are kind of getting ready to launch a tour to the south part of our nation. Tell me a little bit about, you know, from Saturday forward for y'all.
Sorry, I haven't spoken this whole time, so I had to clear my throat. This is Andy the drummer. We basically, after tomorrow, we're off pretty much the rest of April. So then in May, we are leaving our families once again to hit the road in May to head southeast. We had a lot of fun. We were just down there in December. And we had quite a blast hanging out in Florida in the month of December, as you could imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little jealous.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
We should have gone there in January, which we didn't do.
Oh, January was brutal. Yeah. You know, the Blizzard Jonas, that happened, and it followed us everywhere.
Yeah. I was going to say, quite honestly, given the Ohio weather, you could have gone there last week, and it would have been glorious compared to here.
Right.
We're excited to go back now, in May. It's probably still going to be cold in Cincinnati.
Probably.
Yeah, definitely. It snowed last Saturday. That sucked.
Yeah.
But we've basically been on the road since the beginning of November, and we're kind of just continuing that until we kind of
die
by way of killing each other, I think.
The goal is to open for Guns N' Roses in August.
Only if Buckethead's still in the band.
Yeah, featuring Buckethead on lead guitar.
Yes. So in addition to the Southern tour coming up in May and the cross our fingers for the Guns N' Roses gig in August. You guys are going to be down at Bunbury as well.
Yes, Cincinnati. We're coming at you fast, straight out of May. Starting it off right in June in Cincinnati, our hometown. We're going to blow it up.
Very nice.
Kaboom.
We're going to try and talk Ice Cube into playing a song with us, but we'll see.
That would be amazing. That would be awesome.
We'll bring the heat and he'll bring the cold, baby.
There you go. So what does the rest of the year look like for you guys? Are you going to stay pretty aggressive with touring, or are you hoping to get like back into the studio to do more recording, or just kind of take things as they come?
Yeah, we actually just recently got a booking agent, so I'm assuming that we're just going to tour even more than we already have been. So, yeah, probably just touring, and hopefully we can squeeze in some. We're always writing, so, you know, that'll happen regardless. Yeah. And then we'll just keep touring, I think.
Excellent, excellent. If people want to keep tabs on your adventures and where you're going to be and all that good stuff, where is the place to connect with you online?
Oh, man. Well, Andy's on Tinder.
Yes.
Just kidding. He's not. Don't try and find him.
Oh, and B, what's the new? I heard there's a new one called like BFF.
It's called Grindr.
There's one.
BFF?
Like you match bees with people. My
like bumblebees?
Yeah, yeah. So you like you, it's for people that move to new cities and find like best friends. And you like are BFFs.
This is
so
terrifying, guys.
It's like so Tinder, but it's for friendship.
That's aside from bumblebees and Tinder, we are on all of the ones you'd expect and more. We have a website, automagicmusic.com, and all of our music's on there. You can buy it. You can actually, we write songs personally for you about anything you could imagine in this ridiculous world. And we write them in like 2 weeks, and it only costs $60. No, $50.
Yeah, $50.
$50.
Oh, that's fun.
We recently had a person do it like a couple weeks ago, and they just, out of the kindness of their heart, paid us 60 whole bucks, added 10 bones onto that. We are so delighted.
That's got to be like such a fun thing for you guys too, to like figure out how to like make it work with whatever
yes,
people
very
give
much
you.
So.
It is, because they'll give us, you know, things that are, you got to find the music in some of the stuff these people
yeah.
want. And if
it's
it,
fun.
It's really fun to work with the
oh,
different
speaking
subject
of
matter.
Metal.
Yeah. What?
The last one we just did, since you picked up oh, on yeah. the metal and the shredding. Well, this girl, it's her boyfriend's birthday and on April 17th, and she gave us a theme. It was like about like they're adventurous, but often they just end up spending their day in bed and skipping out on the adventure. And she was like, but most importantly, just make sure you blow his mind. But she said it in a more non-radio friendly
mm-hmm,
way.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended the song with that quote, and it's just like Devin just... and I'm just like wailing over top of it, screaming what she said. But yeah, it was very like prog rock metal.
Nice.
Mathcore.
It was so fun.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, kind of like improv comedy or something. You're like, how do you make this work with these, you know, parameters?
Yeah, it's fun.
Our guests are Automagic. They're playing tomorrow night at Blind Bob's down in the Oregon District. They're going to be joined on the stage by Lunar Lounge and Coming Up for Air. We've got details on that show and links to connect with them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. And be sure to get Bunbury on your calendar as well. They're going to be there along with a host of amazing acts. It's going to be something you're definitely going to want to head down to Cincy for. In the That is shred worthy. In the meantime, guys, can we hear some more live ones?
Let's do it.
All righty. Take it away, Automagic.
All right.
Straight, so noise.
Straight on in.
Straight on in.
Who?
Just straight on. Your shot sipping on by the fence woman dead.
Song. If you're listening and you enjoy what you hear, please come hang out with us at Blind Bob's tomorrow night. Kick it. Good times. The song is called Pink Champagne, and it's on our new EP, Dark Days.
Automagic live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Check them out tomorrow night at Blind Bob's. They're going to be playing with Lunar Lounge, and coming up for air, we've got all the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You can find links to connect with them and get their music as well. Guys, thank you so much for being here. This was such a pleasure. Check them out, Automagic. We've got all the info at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. This is Kaleidoscope on member supported 91.3 WISO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wiso.org. WISO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. More music coming up this hour on WISO.
The funk is the bass, and the bass is in the bag, and the bag is the groove. Every Friday, get behind the groove with me, your host, Radio Bassin. Listen to Behind the Groove Friday nights at 10 o'clock on 91.3 WYSO. After Around the Fringe, get behind the groove.